From Doom engines to banned book bulbs, a retro computing renaissance. A tweet by ID Software co-founder John Carmack expressing public admiration for French software engineer Fabrice Billard surfaced a 338.196-comment thread celebrating what the community sometimes struggles to adequately describe. Billard created FFmpeg, QEMU, TinyCC, and QuickJS, a full JavaScript environment that runs in under a megabyte of RAM. The discussion turned on what conditions produce this category of output: deep domain knowledge, willingness to work on problems without established solutions, and a tolerance for sustained focus. Commenters observed that FFmpeg and QEMU are used billions of times daily across systems. Billard has no direct involvement with, a scale of diffuse value creation that dwarfs any reasonable estimate of the compensation received for building them. Raymond Chen's Old New Thing blog contributed a different flavor of computing history. A post, earning 297 points and 91 comments, about Microsoft's x86 emulation team encountering code so reliant on undocumented processor behavior and undefined results that faithfully emulating it meant faithfully reproducing its incorrect outputs. The application expected broken behavior, and the emulator had to provide broken behavior. The thread filled with parallel examples from the Windows API, where behaviors that are wrong by any principled standard have been preserved for decades because real software has built dependencies on them. Compatibility, as one commenter summarized, is a form of social contract, and sometimes honoring it means carrying bugs forward indefinitely. A device built by Richard Osgood earned 413 points and 218 comments. A smart light bulb that also runs a captive portal Wi-Fi network, serving a library of banned and challenged books. Connecting to the network presents the texts before any other action is possible. The technical execution runs a small web server on a microcontroller alongside the bulb's smart home functions, storing book content in flash memory. The comments debated the ethics. Some raised questions about unattended wireless networks and the legal landscape, while others celebrated it as civil disobedience enacted at the physical layer in a period when book challenges in public and school libraries have increased significantly. A white paper on Commander Keen's game engine attracted 215 points, breaking down the EGA planar graphics techniques that John Romero and Carmack developed in 1990 to achieve smooth scrolling on hardware with no hardware scroll support. A pixel art sailing game called Tiny Wind led the creative technology stories with 870 points and 157 comments, its headline number being 380,000 kilometers sailed by players across all sessions, comparable to multiple real ocean voyages. An archive called Garden of Flowers, earning 85 points, documented pictorial typography created with typewriters and print type predating computers, preserving a tradition whose internet-era descendant, ASCII art, has overshadowed its origins. And when the browser-based Python coding environment, Trinket.io, announced it was shutting down, a developer at Strive Math preserved it at trinket.strivemath.org, continuing a pattern the HN community recognizes. Someone steps forward to maintain digital infrastructure that educators depend on.